tell you, I believe tonight that our safety is not in building bomb shelters or something like that. I believe our protection is made out of feathers. Under His wings, we'll rest. Oh, yes. How are you going to get in a bomb shelter? One of them bombs will blow 150 miles square and 500 foot deep in the earth. Why, it'd shake every bone in you loose if you just plumb down to the lava. But there is a safety place, and that's in Jesus Christ. Upon this rock I build my church in the gates of hell. Amen. That's the believer's protection. Just under His wings, safely abiding. Certainly. Notice this great time. If people would just believe what God sent them, but to turn it down is to go in chaos, and that's what we've done as a nation. Have turned down the blessings of God and swapped it for tradition. But God has sent a witness. And the people have failed to see it. Now I think that the Pentecostal people, as many things as God has sent you, and yet our church is set half empty. The pastor can't do it himself. The laity's got to help in this. We're all a partner.
That's right.
That's what started the chaos at the first time at the Nicaea Council. They wanted one of the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Nico means to conquer, and laity means to take away from the laity. Make a holy man. That's not a holy man, a holy hill. It's a holy God.
Amen.
A holy God amongst people.
Amen.
The laity has part of it. We are children. There's no great ones among us. How can you have faith when you desire respects one from another? We're all one in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
No big man and little man.
Right.
We're all the same. We're children of one Father, and we're His children. Now we notice that God's done great things for this nation. He sent a Tommy Osborne, an Oral Roberts, and many great men across the country, dangled every little gift in front of the people. But it's just like an old sailor one time going to the sea. The man said to him, "This old salt, he'd never, this man, a poet, had wrote about the sea and talked about it, but he'd never seen it. So he was coming down to the sea, and oh, he said, met the old salt. He said, "Where goest thou, my good man?" He said, "Down to the sea to hear the gulls and to see its briny waves and to see the blue sky reflect itself into the water." The old salt puffed his pipe four or five times and said, "I don't see nothing so excited about it. I was born on it 50 years ago." Sure, he had seen so much of it to it become common to him. That's what's the matter with the Pentecostal people today.